Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts towards the mound. Peterson juggles the ball. That's an error on Peterson. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dick Bosman now pitching. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a fly ball towards left. Berry settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Berry. Johnson moves to third. May moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. May scores. Coluccio moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coluccio scores. Horta moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orta tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-0 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardi moves to second. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bradford is hit by the pitch. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Ellis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. There goes Henderson. The throw from Ellis and Henderson is out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Orta moves to second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. 2 outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta scores. Downing moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. 1 out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Crosby now playing third base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Richard pinch runs for Bill Melton. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richard moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards second. Broimer fields the ball and throws to second. Duffy drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Duffy. Richard scores. May moves to third. 1 out. It's 9-0, White Sox. Tony Muser pinch runs for Carlos May. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Orta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes, who is chasing the ball. Orta reaches third base with a triple. Muser scores. It's 10-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing third base. Tony Muser now playing first base. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ashby pinch hits for Frank Robinson. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 4 in the game. Coluccio strikes out. 2 outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Orta hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spikes strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Brohmer moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.